Is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Joanne Allen. The state is gaining an eighth seat in the U.S. House. The Census Bureau announced today that Colorado and five other states gained enough population in the last decade to increase their delegations. Colorado uses a politically balanced commission to draw district lines. That panel will meet over the next several months. The world's largest firefighting aircraft has been grounded. CPR's Sam Brash reports.
The global supertanker is based in Colorado Springs. The Boeing 747 can carry enough water or fire retardant to fill an average swimming pool. That's almost twice the capacity of any other firefighting plane. While it's been put to work in Israel and Mexico, the aircraft wasn't called on to help during Colorado's record 2020 fire season. Now it's clear the supertanker won't be going anywhere, at least for a while. In a statement, the investor group behind the plane says it can't be profitable due to the economics of recent upgrades and federal contracts. Now it's looking to sell the aircraft. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Colorado's public universities can raise tuition next year by 3%, 7% at the University of Northern Colorado in Greeley. UNC says that'll bring in an extra $4.7 million for financial aid and student programs. This year's state budget restores college funding to pre-pandemic levels and increases school budgets by $100 million. Colorado Springs at 78 degrees, Denver 76, Pueblo 81. This is CPR News and KRCC.